Have you ever heard of the Angel of Death of Auschwitz? Now it's time for the Hyena of Auschwitz, Irma Greece.
Ladies and gentlemen of all ages, boys and girls, thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of Angry Meat Production. We appreciate you coming in and letting us be a part of your lives, week in and week out. We hope to do our best to present you with something that your eardrums delight in. Whether you're looking at us on YouTube or Rumble, or listening to us on Spotify, Google, or Anchor, or any of the other podcast services that we are currently on or trying to get on, we thank you. And if you don't mind, at the end of every episode, stop by, leave us a comment, leave us a like. If it asks for 5 stars, we'll take 5 stars, even if you don't like us. 5 stars are what it's all about. With that being said, we hope you enjoy our attempt to make our advocation, our vocation. Ladies and gentlemen, let the games begin.
Welcome, Angry Faithful. Today on Psychosocial Best, yes, we're going to go over the Hyena of Auschwitz, Irma Greece. It's kind of a weird story going into this. So let's begin. And this is going to have a lot of German stuff in it, so I'm just going to go with Irma Greece. Irma Greece was born in Bertha Geese and Alfred Greece. Is it Greece? It's like Greece. 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 Hold on.
Greece.
Yeah, Greece. Both dairy workers on 7th of October, 1923. Irma was the third of 5 children, 3 boys, three girls and 2 boys. In 1936, her mother committed suicide by drinking hydrochloric acid. Following the discovery of Alfred's affair, the father, with a local pub owner's daughter. Historian Peter Vorosky speculates that Alfred Greece joined the Nazi Party in 1937 and remarried in 1939. Irma's sister Helena said that Irma's trial during preschool she was girls were quarreling and fighting. Irma never had the courage to fight, but ran away. In 1938, at the age of 15, Greece left school and she started working at a farm for 6 months, then in a shop, then at a hospital ran by the SS. And the SS are the Nazi SS. Yes, that's right. For 2 years, she became a concentration camp guard by the age of 19. Greece, like her sisters, wanted to join the League of German Girls. And I'm going to butcher this name, but we're going to go ahead and... come on. There we go. And speak and spell. Give me a... Stephen Hawking, help me out.
Bund Deutscher Mädel.
Bund Deutscher Mädel. Which is basically the Hitler Youth Group for girls. But her father forbade it, and she ended up doing it. Before her 17th birthday, she moved to the SS Female Helpers Training Base, which was located near Ravensbrück, an all-female concentration camp. In 1940, she became Auschwitz. No, hold on. Stephen Hawking.
Offizierin.
Offizierin, or God or overseer at Ravensbrück, and transferred to Auschwitz, Brooklyn. We'll just say Auschwitz because I can't pronounce that other name. I'm keeping this fast. in March 1943, due to her transfer, Grace had a falling out with her father the same year, as he had been vehemently opposed to her joining the SS Gulfage, which is basically a destination of a group of female civilian employees for the Nazi party. He explained he expelled her from her from the house. Greece participated in prisoner selection to the gas chamber in Auschwitz. In early 1945, Greece accompanied a prisoner evacuation transportation from Auschwitz to Ravensbrück. In March, she went to Bergen-Belsen along with a large number of prisoners from Ravensbrück. Greece was captured by the British Army in 17th of April 1945. With other SS personnel that did not flee. Now, on her war crimes at Auschwitz, it doesn't state in this article, but from what it was reported on a couple of other websites, that Greece was actually a mistress of, God, I just pulled him up and it... my stuff updated. Joseph Mengele, she was a mistress of him. And she, well, let's just say she was a fucking whore. She ended up having sex with a lot of other Nazi Party SS members at the camp. And also, she also did, she raped a couple of the male inmates and some of the female inmates. So... but she would end up put them in the gas chamber. Basically, she was doing her guard job, but she's also she ended up from one article stated that she kicked and beat a female inmate, and she would actually, from what they were saying, that she would choose the prettier of the Jewish prisoners. To go into the cast chamber and die because she was jealous of him. Well, it's just speculation. A lot of it we don't know. But during the war crime trial, Greece was among the 45 people accused of war crimes at the Belsen trial, which was held in Luxembourg, Lower Saxon. She was tried over the first period of the trials, September 17th to November 17th in 1945. And was represented by Major L. Cranfield. The trials were conducted under British martial law based on the charters delivered from the Geneva Convention in 1929 regarding the treatment of prisoners. The accusations against her centered on ill treatment and murder of those imprisoned at the camps. Survivors provided detailed testimonies of the cruelty. She also claimed that she had beaten some women using a paddled whip. What the hell is a paddled whip? Hold on. Let's see here. Let's see if I can copy this and get a picture of it. Oh, it's just a regular whip. And it's just the name of a whip. Well, plated whip. Nice. Yeah, it's just a regular whip. Anyways, so she whip them with a whip. Under direct examination. Irma Greece testified about her background. I was born 7th of October, 1923. In 1938, I left the elementary school and worked for 6 months. And, just stuff that we already went over. And during the trial, the press label introduced the beautiful beast alongside former SS Joseph Kramer, the Beast of Belsen. The former commandant at Brooklyn. Hold on, let me get this word right. Stephen Hawking?
Bergna.
Birknacht. After a 9-week trial, Geist was sentenced to death by hanging, although the charges against some of the other female wardens, a total of 16 were charged, were as serious as those against Greece. She was one of the three women guards to be sentenced to death. Greece and two other concentration camp workers, Jonah Berman and Elizabeth Volkerith, were convicted along with eight men for crimes committed at Auschwitz. I want to do a whole episode of Auschwitz, about what happened there. It was just a travesty of travesty. According to Whitney L. Marie Sariti, the night before her execution, Greece sang Nazi songs until the early hours in the morning with Jonah Boardman. On December 13, 1945, in Helmand Prison, Greece was led to the gallows. The women were executed individually by long drop hanging, and the men, and then the men in pairs. British Army Regiment Sergeant Major Richard Anthony O'Neill assisted the executioner Albert Pitterpoint. I wanted to do one over him too. There was actually a documentary movie about him. Well, it was a movie, and the character Albert Point Pitterpoint. It was pretty interesting. And this was stated. We climbed the stairs to the cells where the condemned were waiting. A German officer at the door leading the corridor flung open the door, and we filed past the rows of faces and into the execution chamber. The officer stood attention. Bragger Peyton Walsh stood at his wristwatch raised. He gave me the signal, and the signal release. Breath was audible in the chamber. I walked into the corridor. Irma Greece, I called. The German guard quickly closed all grills on 12 of the inspection holes and opened one door. Irma Greece stepped out. The cell was far too small for me to go inside, and I had to pension her into the corridor. Follow me, I said in English, and O'Neill repeated the order in German. At 9:34 a.m., she walked into the execution chambers, gazed at for a moment at the official standing around, and walked into the center of the trap, where I had made a chalk mark. She stood on this mark very firmly, and as I placed the white cap over her head, she said in her languid voice, I'm going to have to steal it quickly. The drop crashed down, and the doctor followed me into the pit, pronouncing her dead. After 20 minutes, the body was taken down and placed in the coffin, ready for burial. Now, let me find some other stuff that I thought. I'm just not going to get anything from that. Hold on real quick. Because I did do some stuff. There's books about her and other thing, other stuff. Let me see here. Let me see. Disturbing story. This one's coming from ATI. Meet Irma Greece, the beautiful beast and one of Nazi's most feared guards, from her drain. And this is by, John Kirk's, and he writes, from the deranged Dr. Joseph Mengele to the cruel propaganda minister of Joseph Goebbels, names of Adolf Hitler's Nazi henchmen and henchwomen have become synonymous with evil. Oh, that's so beautiful. I mean, it sucks how, but it was actually beautiful written for the first of this. And we'll get into, this article goes into detail what she actually did. Okay. With so much authority, Emma Grace would unleash a torrent of lethal sadism upon her prisoners. Though it was hard to verify the details of Grace's abuse, and scholars like Wendy Lower pointed out that a lot of what has been written about female Nazis is clouded in sexism and stereotypes. There is little doubt that Grace deserved her nickname, the Hyena of Auschwitz. In the memoirs, Five Chimes, Auschwitz survivor Olga Lingi writes that Grace had many affairs with other Nazis, including Mengele. When it came time to select women for the gas chamber, Lingling noted that Irma Grease would purposely pick out beautiful female prisoners due to jealousy and spite. According to Professor Wendy A. Strout's research, Grease had a sick fondness for striking women on their... Grease had a sick fondness for striking women on their breasts and for forcing Jewish girls to be her lookout as she raped inmates. As if there wasn't enough, Sturry reported that Grease would sick her dogs on prisoners, whip them constantly, and kick them with her hobnail jack boots. What's a hobnail? I got to look at these things. I'm going to describe these things. Let's see here. Copy. There we go. Because if I am thinking of... They're just regular thigh highs, boots. That puts out a weird image. Now, let's see here. But she would kick them until they were bloody. The boots were bloody. Lastly, the Jewish virtual library wrote that Grease had lampshades made of the skin of three dead prisoners, but none of them could actually be verified. But the Allies loosened the Nazi stronghold on Europe. Grease went in to destroy people's lives during... Grease went from destroying people's lives to trying to save her own. In the spring of 1945, British depressed Grease, we already went over that. She was 22 at the time. Yeah, it's so weird that the other stuff I was getting, I have to go into like different sites and everything. This is from the Jewish Virtual Library. More times. Go through here. Yeah, there's not much on here either. But that's about it on her. I'm sorry this is going to be a short episode. I was trying to make it long and I couldn't. But still... weird case. A lot of the time frame in World War II at Auschwitz, that was possibly the worst of the worst of the camps because of who was there. This person right here, Irma Grease, and Mengele, the Angel of Death. They did a lot of their experiments there. Another thing that with those stupid idiots, the Holocaust deniers, most of the evidence that we got from how many Jewish people were killed, which was 6 million, along with homosexuals and people that they just didn't agree with, the Nazi party, which was fascism there. But a lot of the records that we got was from the Germans themselves. Unit 743. 731, I think it is.
Yeah.
Unit 731 from Japan, which they destroyed all the documentation. We don't know how. We have a little bit of literature on that unit, Unit 731, which is the Japanese version of Auschwitz, where they did a sick medical experimentation to better understand human physiologies and whatnot. But a lot of the stuff that we, this is the sad note. A lot of the stuff that we learned from the documentations from Unit 731 and also from Auschwitz, it's sad to say that we actually advanced medical research because of those studies. It is very sad, and a lot of people don't know that. It was a horrible, horrible thing, and I do not agree with any of the stuff, but it's just sometimes the way of the world. I wish we could stop that kind of stuff, and we still do human experimentation with other people's knowledge, which is really sad. I've gone over a couple of them, but we lessen it. There's certain countries that still do it, and we can't help that because they are communist countries. I mean, the Muslim community in China are being mutilated and destroyed in that country. And well, what's sad is nobody's doing anything about it, which I wish there was a way to stop that type of stuff. And we have photos that there are concentration camps in China with the Muslims community, which it's, I really wish humanity would grow up to the state to where we can stop torturing people, but there's part of human nature that we can't really stop. I mean, there's people that will do the good deed and stop the evil that is in this world, but there is very few and more evil, which it really does suck. On that note, sorry, it's a dark note, but hope everybody's doing all right. Because they're, like I said, I said this on a couple of episodes. If you made it to the end, thank you. But on a lot of the stuff, if you need help and everything like that, and you're in a situation you don't think you can get out of, I'll be more welcome to give you some advice as best as I possibly can as a human being. And hopefully you can get out of that situation. A lot of people don't know how to get out of that situation, unlike the people of Auschwitz and Unit 731 and a bunch of other things. They couldn't get out of these situations. But sometimes there's things that you can get out of, and this is one of them. And I will be happy to help. Drop a line on comment on one of the pages that we have. We got Twitter. We have Instagram. We have Facebook, which I'm not really doing that much on Facebook that much. I'm trying to keep it going. But go out there and tell us whatever. And we'll see if we can coordinate something to help you out. I mean, I'm stuck in Texas, but if there's a way to help somebody out, I will try my best to help that person out. Thank you all for watching. Goodbye.